in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We have James where he said, with him there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. We have Numbers where it says that God is not a man that he would lie. God's not lied to you. Tell somebody, God's not lied to you. He's not a man that he would lie, nor does he change. He doesn't change. Four things we looked at. One was a God encounter requires faith. Encounters with God are God-sized. Are you ready for something bigger? Come on, come on. Are you ready for something much greater? That comes from God. Understand, I'm not by any means trying to manipulate God. I'm prophetically, you know, there's a sound. There's something in my spirit and in my mind, you know, even if I try to back away from this, the Lord he'll usher me right back to that place and say, don't get away from there. Because, you know, I need troops on the ground. I need to be able to come in. And, you know, he's not just going to come in a smog or a fog or some kind. No, he's coming through people. He needs hearts that his eyes go to and fro in the whole earth in search of those that he might show himself mighty in their behalf. So he conditions our heart and our mind to be conduits. He does the work. How many know he needs vessels? He needs people believing. He needs people decreeing. He needs people speaking. He needs people declaring, proclaiming. Without the prophetic word, the work stops. There's no forward motion. There's no life. All right? So an encounter with God requires faith. Encounters with God are God-sized. And what you do in response to God's revelation reveals what you believe about him. Now, I'll be honest with you. There have been times where I realize, you know what? I know a lot more than I believe. Don't shout me down. I've realized that before. There's a lot more that I know had not become reality in my life. I never ventured into that dimension of faith. Thank God for his grace. Amen. If there be first a willing mind. Not according to what you don't have, but according to what you have. Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to believe. I got to get bigger on the inside. Hello? There's the revelation. There's the invitation. And those that will respond to the invitation will receive the assignment. Remember, we talked about God speaks. He forms. But after he forms, he breathes. But at the same time he speaks, he breathes. And there's life in it. Do you understand? See, that the way we understand things like that is linear thinking. You know, first he speaks, then he forms, then he breathes. That's what it looks like there. But whenever God speaks, he breathes. So see, that takes place somewhere else. That takes place in the spirit. But the formation has to take place with the clay. See, so whenever God speaks it, it's done already. The life is in it already. It's a done deal. Now we just got to catch up. Got to let him form us for what he has for us already. Okay, let's go on with staking your claim. We're in Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In verse number 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Okay. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now let's upgrade a little bit. Because in today's time, in today's time, some things that years ago required faith no longer require faith. I want you to think about it. Some things that years ago we would have had to believe God for, they don't require faith anymore for them, because science can prove things to be so. You know, there are formulas. You know, back then when you didn't know, you had to believe. You had to believe God. But knowledge has so increased that some things that we at one time had to believe God for, and see, we have to upgrade ourselves here. Because see, there's some things you can just do. Some things, you know, there's a formula to it that, you know, even since you've been saved, that at some particular time you had to believe God. Even illnesses today, some illnesses can be cured. Doctors have discovered cures from them. Where back in the day when there wasn't no cure, no known cure, we had to believe God. All right? So we have to upgrade ourselves with some things, you know, in order to really take on the challenges that really lie ahead. And not just be occupied with things that are already, you know, already solved, already have answers to. Some things that have required faith to believe will no longer require our faith, for it will be proven by science to be so. And, you know, the amazing thing about science, especially in our day and time with the magnitude by which they can study the universe and that, they're finding things that are true that were undiscovered before, but they're finding that these things are lining up with biblical theory, with what the Bible has been saying for, you know, thousands of years. They're not finding it to be contrary, even though there have been science that had tried to contradict. But they're finding that it's true, that the Word of God, and we know that, being saved, we know this, but the world doesn't know this. Science has to catch up, all right? So, in that verse in Hebrews, it says, faith is the substance. It's a substance. There's something to faith. Now, before I get into the substance of faith, we want to take a look at something, because let's say it this way. Let's go to James chapter, and we'll come back to Hebrews, to James chapter 2 and verse 14. The word of God says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith? Now, catch that right there. As James was writing to these, he wasn't contradicting Paul at all, because Paul brought forth the doctrine of justification by faith and faith alone. Now, if you compare the two books, they're not contradictory. Some theologians have tried to lay claim upon that the fact that James was contradicting what Paul said about being saved by faith alone, faith in God. But now, what James is saying here, it'll come clearer to you. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Now, James says here, though a man say he have faith. Catch that. He said, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? Next verse. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, If it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now let me establish something here with you. There are two types of faiths. There is faith that works by love, and there's faith that works by fear. There's faith that works by love, and there's faith that works through fear. How many things do you personally do for fear of something happening, or for fear of this, or you don't want that to happen? That's a work of faith operating in fear. You see, perfect love, which faith operates by, true faith operates by, casts out fear, for fear hath torment. Amen. We really need to distinguish this. With all that's said on the news and all that's happening in the world today, how many of your decisions are based upon, really, if you went to the root of it, based upon fear? You believe in God, but you're fearful. Well, that's faith based upon fear. And sometimes that could be the reason behind no manifestation. Because God is not a man that he would lie. Neither is the Son of Man that he will repent. Hath he not said, and shall he not make it good? But sometimes there can be something blocking the way. All right? So having established that, there's faith that operates by love. You see, true faith will not operate outside of love. When James talks about, even so faith, if it have not works, faith has a work with it, not just a corresponding action. Faith has to have a certain attitude with it. You gotta relate or treat people a certain way to really be operating in faith. You can't just treat people any kind of way and call yourself operating in faith. I'm believing God. But you're not, it has no work with it. You know, it's like somebody that's doing people wrong, cheating people, stealing, killing people, but yet he got faith. Where's his work? How can you reconcile the two? Faith without that work is dead. That's a dead faith. That's not faith. That's not God's faith. The faith of God is going to have a work attached to it. See, you can identify people that are truly part of the faith or in the faith by their works. You understand? You see a brother destitute of food and clothing, and you say, go be warmed and filled. You got faith for him. Well, it had no work with it. I'm believing for you, brother, when it's in your hand to help him. So that's not real faith. So see, if we say we truly have faith, and we're going back to the fact that we come to that place of a faith crisis, because I never had it on this scale. I never had to do it like that. I never been challenged like that before. But yet, faith yet has to have a work and works with it, right? There's an attitude of faith. And to truly be able to walk in it, that's why we can't allow the enemy or circumstances to get us down. God don't change. And in the midst of adverse circumstances, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of persecution and affliction arise for the word's sake. The devil trying to steal the word. And if he can steal the word and make you unfruitful in the word, then you become unfruitful.
We are continuing in our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Our message, stake your claim. Joshua chapter 6, children of Israel were facing a faith crisis. God told them to march around the walls of Jericho and the walls will fall. Numbers 19 verse 23 states, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God does not change. The issue is not with God, but with us. The march around Jericho 7 times was 35 miles, but God was working on getting flesh out of the way. Flesh will always impede a move of God because it cancels out our faith. Our assurance is in God and not in ourselves. The word of God will not return unto him void.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.